The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
Eating a fertility diet in preparation for pregnancy and to boost fertility is one of the most powerful health changes you can make. Numerous studies have shown that specific changes to the diet can improve fertility, prevent recurrent miscarriage, and support a healthy pregnancy. My guest today is Hina Ahmed. She's a physician assistant at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Hina. So tell us about eating for fertility and how does nutrition and your ability to get pregnant and keep a pregnancy, how do they go together?
Hi, Melanie. So nice to be talking to you again. So today I want to talk a little bit about exactly what you said, how, you know, eating a healthy diet will help to boost fertility, and what are some of the things that you should avoid, and what are some of the things that you should concentrate on eating and doing in order to improve your chances of getting pregnant. You know, first and foremost, it's very important to keep a very healthy diet, eating lots of fruits and vegetables, and staying away from sugary, starchy types of foods. We know that food high in complex carbohydrates can affect fertility. They can affect your ability to process certain hormones within the body, especially if you're a patient who has PCOS and has insulin resistance. And those things can directly affect your ability to conceive.
So, Hina, when you mentioned carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates, explain to the listeners what that means, and that things like potatoes or breads or pastas, can they impact your fertility?
In particular, you want to stay away from anything that's very sweet. You know, processed starches are probably the thing that's going to be the most detrimental, like cakes and donuts and all the good stuff we love to eat, candy. You know, these things have a high sugar content, and the sugars within these foods are, not refined sugar. So that can affect, you know, your ability. The body processes these things differently, and they may affect your ability to then break down these carbohydrates and utilize them in the proper fashion, and then they may be utilized improperly. So that's why it's very important to keep that in mind. If you're craving something sweet, eat an apple, eat a banana. These are things that have simple sugars, and that's the best route to go.
When should women start a fertility diet? Should they start long before they think they want to get pregnant? Of course, everybody should eat healthy all the time, but we don't always. So if you're somebody who is intending on getting pregnant, maybe you're taking prenatal vitamins already. Is that when you should start this fertility diet?
Absolutely. And like you said, it's always good to keep a healthy diet in general. I mean, these things, what I'm telling you is not something that's specific just to fertility treatment, but for life in general, that, you know, keeping a healthy diet, staying away from bad things, foods that are bad for you, is obviously good for your overall health to begin with. But what's more importantly, if you make the intention to become pregnant, say, I want to, you know, try to get pregnant, that would be what time better than now? So that would be the best time to say, I'm going to change my diet, I'm going to change my lifestyle, and I want to be a healthier person, not just for myself, but for, you know, when I am pregnant and there's a baby growing inside of me. So these things are very important, not only for fertility, for general health also, but then also to sustain a good pregnancy and have a healthy pregnancy as well.
And I think we should separate a healthy diet from weight loss, because people generally associate, oh, I'm going to eat healthy so I can lose weight. But that's not what you want a pregnant woman to do at all.
Right. I mean, there are guidelines for when you're trying to get pregnant and things that we know about achieving pregnancy and then even during pregnancy as well. So we'll talk a little bit about when you're first trying to become pregnant. We know that if you're extremely underweight, your BMI is less than 19, there is a decreased probability of getting pregnant because you don't have a lot of body fat. You know, in our hormones, when we don't have a lot of body fat, they don't metabolize the way that we need them to be. And the flip side of that, you also don't want to be very overweight. You want your BMI to be under 35. We know that women who have a BMI greater than 35 have about 2 to 4-fold increase in the time that it takes to conceive. So in order to become pregnant, if you wanted to lose weight because you were above, you know, the BMI of 35 or you're under a BMI of 19, then this is okay. And it's good to get yourself to a healthy weight before you try to conceive. This is going to give you the optimal chances of getting pregnant. In pregnancy, we definitely want you to keep a healthy diet, but not diet to where you're losing weight. This is absolutely correct. We want you to be able to sustain yourself as well as the baby that's growing inside of you. But that doesn't mean that you can just eat whatever you want, because that's not good either. We want a healthy weight gain, somewhere between 15 to 20 pounds during your pregnancy for yourself and for the baby.
So then when a woman wants to start eating healthy and she's pregnant, she wants to keep that good, healthy pregnancy, but there are cravings that sometimes go with being pregnant. How do you tell women to deal with those cravings when they are pregnant?
Well, I always say anything is okay in moderation. If you feel like you really need to have that piece of cake today, have your piece of cake. That's absolutely fine. But don't have cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, it's basically everything in moderation. Feel like eating something, you can eat it. Definitely, you know, we can talk a little bit more about what are the things you should avoid in pregnancy and what are the things you should avoid when you're trying to become pregnant. But definitely, you know, you want to do everything in moderation. Anything that you are eating or you are exercising, keeping, you know, these are all good things to do, but everything in moderation.
So then do speak with us about the things that you really want people to avoid during trying to have a baby and then during pregnancy, and then speak about the ones that you really want us to concentrate on.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. So one of the things that you want to be careful about in regards to what you should avoid during the time where you're trying to become pregnant and when you are pregnant are certain foods that can promote certain bacteria. So it's really important that you wash your fruits and vegetables very thoroughly to get off all the pesticides and also to avoid contaminations with bacteria like salmonella, listeria, and campylobacter. These things are shown to cause, you know, miscarriages in women, cause issues during the pregnancy where there may be inflammation of the inside the uterus and things like that. You know, some of the places that these bacteria are located, not only on fruits and veggies that are not washed properly, but also you can find them within soft cheeses. And by that, I mean, you know, like brie and feta and these things. So you generally say try to avoid, again, in moderation, but avoid it as much as you can. Don't have feta three times a day, you know. Staying away from unpasteurized milk, undercooked meat, raw fish, raw eggs. These things all carry the salmonella, listeria, and campylobacter can be found in some of these things. Another thing you want to avoid is any type of fish that has high levels of mercury. So methylmercury is known to cause birth defects. And so what we want to do is make everyone aware that they should stay away from fishes that have high contents of mercury. And that would include shark and swordfish. Mackerel is also one of the ones. And also tuna is okay in moderation. Generally, the idea is you want to limit your tuna intake to 85 grams, two meals per week. So not more than that, okay? So these are the things that, as far as the diet is concerned, about things that you should avoid to eat. Now, other things you should avoid during pregnancy is obviously, or even when trying to get pregnant, obviously alcohol is one of those things. When you're trying to get pregnant, you really, again, moderation is key in anything, and especially in trying to become pregnant and in pregnancy. But alcohol, generally, we know that women who drink more than two drinks a day on a daily basis are at an increased risk of infertility. So definitely, you know, want to, in moderation, drink alcohol. And obviously, when you're pregnant, no alcohol at all should be avoided, because there is no consensus on what is the safe amount of alcohol during pregnancy. So it's best to avoid it, okay? And then coffee is another big culprit. I know a lot of people don't realize this, but it can actually affect your fertility if you're drinking more than 5 cups of coffee a day. Some studies even show that it decreases fertility by 45% with these 5 cups of coffee. So one cup, again, moderation, one cup a day is probably the general rule that I like to give my patients to, you know, you're drink one caffeinated drink a day. But, you know, if you go up to two when you're trying to get pregnant, that's fine. There are some studies, however, that say, you know, women who drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day can actually increase their risk of miscarriage. So, you know, I like to just go with the general rule of one caffeinated drink per day.
Wow, that's great advice, Hina. So wrap it up for us. kind of give us a general summary of a healthy diet for fertility and pregnancy and beyond, and why they should come to the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey for their care?
So when you're trying to become pregnant, and when you are pregnant, you definitely want the key points in our talk today is basically that you want to keep a very healthy diet. You want to, you know, stick with fruits and vegetables and healthy things, staying away from too many complex sugars and cakes and cookies and all the good stuff that we like to eat. But, you know, keeping everything to a moderation, avoiding, you know, anything that has salmonella, listeria, campylobacter. We talked about the fishes that have high contents of mercury, so kind of staying away from that. You know, the risk with alcohol and things that are associated with alcohol, we definitely want to keep consumption to moderation before pregnancy and then avoid alcohol during pregnancy. And, you know, again, with the coffee intake, that's also very important that we realize that drinking too much coffee is not good and to keep that in within moderation as well.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It's really great information. You're listening to Fertility Talk with the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. And for more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.